Here's a thing you rarely see these days, the overhead kick. And if we're honest about it, even at the height of its popularity, it was attempted by only a small minority of players and perfected by only a tiny percentage of said constituency. We are conscious that younger listeners may never have even seen the overhead kick in Gaelic football and might think we're referring to its soccer equivalent, which we're not. You see, the soccer overhead kick is an altogether more challenging feat of ballet. It requires the artist to throw himself up into the air to meet a crossing ball, and it asks deep questions of his timing and athleticism. The truly amazing thing about the overhead kick in Gaelic football is that it is only ever deployed when shooting for a point. A defender would sooner throw the ball out for a 50 or hand it over to an opponent than be seen trying to pull off the overhead kick when clearing his lines. Typically, the optimum conditions for introducing the overhead kick include a crowded, large square. A forward will gather the ball and find himself surrounded on all sides by muscular, uncompromising backs. A word forced on that forward. He might not be the bravest soul to ever walk the land, and even before taking receipt of the ball in this busy theatre, he's anxiously considering how he might move it on again before any physical pain should come his way. He'd be a dainty type, the kind of fellow who'd put you 9 points up when you were already 6 ahead, but who wouldn't be seen for 7 parishes if you were 1 down. Anyway, despite his best efforts, he gets this ball in the square. Back to goal. The world darkens. His throat dries. The backs grunt. Without even looking over his shoulder, he knows the world of men stand between him and the goal. Only one thing for it, he tells himself. I'll have to pull out the old overhead for this one. While not a supreme test of a man's skill, there are some idiosyncrasies associated with the overhead kick that must be negotiated if successful completion is to take place. Upon deciding that he will employ the overhead kick, the forward must time not so much his run to perfection, but his stop. With the backs in hot pursuit, he must halt at the very right time, throw a quick look over his shoulder to get his bearings, drop the ball down onto his right foot. In all my days, I never saw a kitthog avail of the overhead kick. No bend of the right knee at all. With straight leg, shoot the ball back out over his own head, clear over the outstretched hands of the disgruntled defenders, and straight over the bar for a point that might, and let's not skimp on the drama, a point that might even be the match-winning score. The manoeuvre completed, the corner forward will pat his hair back into place, restore his socks to their fully up position, stick out his chest a little further, and jog back to his place, intently focused on adjusting his wrist accoutrements and pretending to be oblivious to the attention. Which, of course, he most assuredly is not. Overhead kickers are egotistical by nature, but they too have been casualties of this great homogenous race to the centre, and alas and alack, we see all too few of them in the modern game.